It is delusion that conditions the living being to cling and grasp onto the fine aggregate of form and mind, or the mundane mind. And this is the main cause of one's suffering. And because of the first two links of Paticca Samuppada, dependent origination, the law of dependent origination, avijja paccaya sankhara, every moment of consciousness, you will think and stir your mind. Because there is avijja, understand not? That's why the link doesn't end. Avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana, vijnana paccaya nama rup. And dependent on that nama rupa, the thought, there must be sense basis. That's why nama rupa paccaya salayatana, sense basis. Then sense basis salayatana, dependent on that, arises contact. Understand not? Pasa. Then dependent on contact arises what? Feeling. Then craving, grasping. Then the whole mess of suffering, of becoming, sorry. Then the whole mess of suffering. That's how you suffer. That's how the Paticca Samuppada move. And that one is not a single dimension one. Understand? It's multi-dimension. When you understand, when you have the deep mindfulness, you see it very clearly. Okay? Avijja paccaya sankhara means every moment of consciousness, you will think and stir your mind because of your ignorance. After you input your content of consciousness, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, habitual tendency, cause you to stir your mind. That condition your habitual tendency to think the wrong thought. And this is how one becomes heedless. Heedless thinking. The whole Paticca Samuppada. Actually, at the fourth link, it starts already. Understand? At the namarupang there, you input the content, the whole thing starts already. So all this is how you understand clearly how you function as a human being. Then you will come to understand clearly who are you, what are you. Then when you have this understanding, self-knowledge, definitely you know how to understand life and live life. Understand not? When you know who are you, what are you, you will not be deceived by the sakayadity anymore. Yeah? You don't grasp onto this five degree of form and mind anymore. Yeah? You know this is karmically conditioned out. A vehicle and a tool for you to come to this existential world. And to come to this, you need the karmic nature to actually create the form and mind. Then only you can from here use it to cultivate, live life, fulfill your vow and do whatever you want. And this is the entire understanding of life. And I call this the secret of life. And when you understand the secret of life, you know how to live. That's why the Heart Sutta manifests that understanding. True emptiness, after you realize true emptiness, is wonderful existence. 真空妙有. Can follow? Yeah. That one is very beautiful. That's why I say, since the beginning, they invite me to come out until now, I teach the same thing, except in more depth, because over different period, with different condition, different participant, the Dhamma depends on condition, understand? That is like what the Buddha said, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. If there is not because of all these causes and conditions, this Dhamma cannot come out. Well, I cannot choose, understand? Without condition, nothing happened, understand? And everything that arrives, there are causes and conditions behind. So there are karmic behind. Otherwise, this thing cannot happen. Your good karma, understand? To have this condition. Everyone is born of their karma, heir to their karma condition. And you are what you are because of karma. So you must understand this clearly. Then thank your good nature that you have such condition to receive such teaching. That's why I say this window, the golden window, don't ever let it slip by. Understand? Otherwise, I tell you, you will regret until no more tears.